Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Back in the saddle again. Very important broadcast lined up for you today on this live Sunday edition, the 19th day of August, 2007. We'll be live here for the next 2 hours, roughly. And we have two special guests joining us, Infowars.com reporter, RussWeAreChange.org. Luke Radowski went down and covered. In fact, he called me about an hour before it was even on the news that the Deutsche Bank building there at Ground Zero was on fire, and he saw some very interesting things while he was there. The building didn't collapse. No building had ever collapsed, still building from fire. This one didn't, but three, of course, hit on 9/11. And so he was there to cover that. Two firefighters, tragically, the first we heard it was three, but now it's two, and that's better than three, but two is too many. Tragically, though, did die battling that blaze in the already damaged building from 9/11. He's going to be popping in from New York in about 30 minutes, just for 5 minutes to give us a quick report on his eyewitness report of what he saw. He'll also be filing video for us in the next few days that he has shot there and others shot there. We really appreciate his work, and Luke is spearheading big 9/11 events for the 6th anniversary coming up this year that I'll be speaking at as well in New York. Find out more at Infowars.com or WeAreChange.org. All right, really important news today. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stacks of news. Let me just read to you the headline from the first stack. Feds train clergy to quell dissent during martial law, from KSLA 12 News out of Louisiana. We'll be getting into that. It dovetails with neocons, top neocons, think tank group run by the former CIA director and others, make Bush dictator of the world. Public announcement. They say they want to go ahead and just make Bush dictator, world leader, and have a martial law here and arrest and kill anyone that disagrees with them. They're not playing games. And that's their announcement. All the different Stasi forces, CNN reporting, you'll have to have a passport to just travel down the road in America, but illegals will be exempt from all of that. Of course, you are the cattle, you are the slaves. They figured out who puts up with it. You're the mark. I'm the mark. Not the precious foreigners overrunning us and driving down the wages through neo-mercantilism. So that is coming up as well. In fact, I'm going to cover that first today, those two police state subjects. Now they're using the Patriot Act for everything from wasting water to fighting gamecocks. Now, everything is terrorism under the new Patriot Act. For those of you that thought that it was just for guys with turbans on their heads, imaginary CIA operatives running around, no, this is for everybody. This is full bondage for you and your family. You're the target. So we'll be going over that as well. Speaking of being overrun and the destruction of our sovereignty, Rick Perry went to the Bilderberg Group conference a few months ago. Dallas Morning News finally reported on it. I would report on this years ago and would be told that it didn't exist and would be laughed at by national newspapers. I was just covering our own documents and foreign press, but we're being laughed at for saying they're putting toll roads on existing roads. But I heard KLBJ News announce it last night. They had the state on there saying they were doing it. I don't know. That's how it works. They just deny it's going on. They'll announce it, and then if you say you don't like it, they'll say, but it doesn't exist. You're crazy. It's a psych warfare tactic. Works quite well. Look how enslaved we are. But there are people fighting back. A local Austin activist, friend of mine, Linda Curtis, has launched a move to impeach Perry. And that's Rick Perry, the guy who got 39% of the vote, but as our governor, staged that four-way run. And we'll be covering that, but really the issue here is the Nation magazine, the establishment magazine owned by one of the top people on the Council on Foreign Relations, a group publicly sworn to destroy U.S. sovereignty. They publish it bimonthly, their statements in foreign affairs, their bimonthly publication. They put out a hit piece saying there's no North American Union, no SPP, no superhighways. We literally are liars. We just make it all up, folks. None of it exists, just like the amnesty plan didn't exist and was an amnesty. And, of course, we got the bill, and it was worse than amnesty. It was a literal pardon of aggravated felons and people who hadn't paid taxes for 5 years. So I want to go over this with Jerome Corsi, who flew to Canada. Dr. Corsi, writes for Rollnet Daily, has a best-selling book. It's like number 20 on the New York Times bestseller list right now. The Late Great USA that we have, by the way, at Infowars.com. He is at an imaginary meeting in Canada where any protest or demonstration is outlawed for 18 miles, 25 kilometers. But he's up there. In fact, Canada is imaginary, too. It doesn't exist, but he'll be reporting for us in the last 30 minutes of the show from Canada at the imaginary meeting that is going on up there right now, the Montebello SPP summit that Bush is going to be attending today, tomorrow, and Tuesday. Of course, I have all the Canadian papers saying their meeting, no free speech is allowed, U.S. troops are running the operation up there. But again, that doesn't exist either. So, and I guess that Hurricane Dean slamming into Jamaica right now doesn't exist either. And I guess I don't exist. I'm like Max Headroom, folks. I'm not even here. See, they count on you not being informed. That's why they deny all these things that are ongoing, all these things that are really happening. And we're here to smash through that. We're here to fight against that. You've been listening the last year since we started the show here on News Radio 590 KLBJ. And about 8 months ago, we syndicated it, and it's now, I got the number, it's on 12 AM and FM stations. It is growing, but that's pretty good for 6-8 months in syndication. We're also on satellite and have the largest internet radio show on the web. And you can go to Shoutcast or any of the aggregate graders of that, and we're always number one there. You have to add our 8 streams. Sometimes there's 8 streams. Normally there's about 4 up, but we're number one there. And just the point is, of course, that doesn't exist either. The internet doesn't exist, and we're not number one on Shoutcast either. Just believe the media. Everything's fine. That's my whole shtick today, is we're just going to go along with the entire false reality that these people are pushing. And I guess just agree with them that the war is going very well, the dollar is very strong. But in the last year here on air, I have been telling you the dollar has been devalued massively. And I've been telling you they have been printing money and issuing credit like it was going out of style. And I have been telling you there's only 2% or less. Ron Paul gives speeches and says 4%. That's like a 6-7-year-old number. He's being conservative. But let's say Ron Paul's right. There's 4% actual currency, paper money, notes, Federal Reserve notes. You know it is dollars. It's not even a dollar. It's actually, they took that over, too. That's a fraud, too. But, again, the Federal Reserve's government, they tell you it is, so don't check the white pages and find out it's private. Just don't believe us. It'll be much easier. In fact, don't believe the dollar's been devalued. Hell, don't believe real estate's in trouble. But in the last year, I've been telling you that they were gearing up to do this. And I've been saying for more than a year that they were going to artificially drive down real estate. In fact, I've been saying that for close to 2 years. And why do we know? Because we got the minutes and the documents out of the Bilderberg Group meeting 2 years ago, and they said that they were going to artificially pop the real estate bubble. Then last year it was top of their agenda again. And then again this year it was on the agenda. And now what do you see happening? And again, I know that top neocon talk show hosts, they're to pose as conservatives, they're to neutralize real conservatives in America, to keep you from defending the Republic. They told you CFR doesn't exist, it's a kook detector, it doesn't exist. It's because their books are published by CFR. They tell you Bilderberg doesn't exist. Well, now it's in the front page of the state section of the San Antonio Express News on Saturday, and I'm in the article. Dr. Corsi's in the article. And they at least admit Bilderberg's real and is a secret elite meeting. Dallas Morning News admits it. It is real. You can go pull news articles from 6, 7, 8 years ago with the New York Times saying, I'm insane, it doesn't exist. That's because the New York Times editor was attending. Okay? They're just going to keep telling you it doesn't exist till it's too late. When we get back, there are runs on the banks that were going on Friday countrywide. And it wasn't just with countrywide mortgage, pun intended. We're going to come back, get into that, get into martial law, which they're trying to set up, and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with me.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
3 years ago, David Rockefeller published his memoir, and it was a bestseller. And I bought it, and he said they were getting rid of the U.S. and getting rid of the middle class and setting up a one-world government. And he said there are people that accuse us of wanting to set up a one-world government. And he says, yeah, guilty as charged. And then I got to open the newspaper up every week, and it's Alex Jones is insane. It doesn't exist. And I can read the CFR's public admissions. And I can get audio recordings recorded by CFR members that get released and end up being in newspaper articles. Where they're, I mean, the secret stuff's 10 times worse. And we can sneak in and get minutes, and Jim Tucker can get shot at. And it can be in the newspaper when he got into Portugal, when they were having it back in 99. And I can make films about it. But the general public, some of you just go, oh, it doesn't exist. It's like saying cancer doesn't exist. You bet it exists, and what you don't know, it won't hurt you. It can kill you. And really, I'm just somebody who found out about the globalist when I was like 18 years old and got on air when I was like 20. I mean, I'm not that smart. They're openly doing it all. But they've learned that good propaganda is simple, and it speaks to our own innate laziness and our own procrastination. It's kind of like if your children are getting into trouble, your teenagers are bad, you just deny, oh, my kids are doing fine, and your kids end up being on crack and in prison. Well, that's what happened to our country. You're still in denial. And it just gets worse and worse by the minute. I'm going to get into this economic news in the next segment. But right now, I wanted to just go ahead and play this newscast. This is mainstream news. This is one of the biggest TV stations in Louisiana. I Googled this the day it came out on Thursday. And sure enough, what's scary is it was announced all over the country in probably 15, 20 places the same day. Now, we broke this in May of 2006. We broke this 13 months ago. And we wrote articles about it, and the pastor who worked at the hospital but also had a pretty big church, he got fired. They recruited him. They said, it's secret. We've got 13,000 preachers. Give sermons about how when the time comes to give your guns up, it's good. Give sermons about how to take inoculations, how to get on the FEMA trucks, how to let them take you to camps. And then he gave us hundreds of pages of documents. We scanned a lot of them in. He didn't scan them from his church. He scanned them from another area. They were able to track back from going to that store. They found him. They fired him. They went after him. He's scared now. Then we talked to other preachers that had him on air that had gotten the documents. And a few papers picked it up and said, well, okay, we called FEMA. And they said, there is a program, but it's classified. Well, it isn't classified anymore. And this is what's scary. They made the decision. I remember just last week I was on San Antonio CBS TV debating one of these head guys, one of these Homeland Security guys who's pushing all this, saying, yeah, Congress doesn't need to know our secret plan, and, well, you know, the president can take over if he wants to, and I guess we don't need a Fourth Amendment anymore, and just, because they say so. Well, on the heels of that, they make announcements all over the country, and that's what's scary, that they're now ready to announce it. Now, here is mainstream television. And they talk to the preachers, and they talk to the emergency manager in the county, and they say, yes, we're getting them ready for martial law. Here it is.
Will it ever become a reality in America? Trump fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. NFKSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
From my cold, dead hands.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government's established by the Lord, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect the suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
According to Tuberville, during Hurricane Katrina, the clergy response team provided 38 chaplains a day around the clock at 8 different camps.
At the camps. Now, you notice at the very first of the clip, they say, dealing with the government's main problem, us, and, well, what the government needs versus the people. We are the government. We are the bosses. They are servants. But see, first they say, no, we're officials. We're authorities. We're the bosses. And I got the emergency manager on, you heard, for there in Caddo and Bovard parishes. He's over nine counties or parishes, the equivalent. And he said, yeah, he's now learning more about it. He doesn't like it. And he didn't know it was a nationwide deal. So they always tell him it's a pilot program and it's just in your area. No, they give classes at St. Mary's and they give classes at UT and they give classes at A&M. And I'm just talking about where I'm at in Texas. I mean, this is the new, hey, there's not scholarships to be an electrical engineer. That's all gone to India and China. By the way, in the last 6 years, no new jobs in high tech. By that, there were no jobs to increase the number. And those are new federal numbers that just came out. I mean, this country is just, NAFTA and GATT were designed to debase us and bring us under globalist control. By the way, there's so many issues here. One of my employees has not gotten a ticket. But he was in a wreck, and no ticket was issued. But he got a ticket for no insurance. It's not even a ticket. It's just a letter saying, pay us $250 or we're going to suspend your license. There's no judge, no jury, no nothing. It's just pay it or we suspend your license. See, that's martial law, folks, right there. There's not a process. There's not due process. There's not even a kangaroo court. It's the point system, and it's not just the point system is unconstitutional where you pay for your ticket anyways or go to court or whatever, and then on top of it they fine you. Now he got a $250 fine for something that didn't even exist, and it just says, well, you may have been cited for this or you may have been cited for that. Because I remember when he had the wreck, I had to go get him, and I was there, and I saw the cops and everything. But... Yeah, I know the yuppies out there listening can't even figure out what I'm saying. You're not supposed to just get letters in the mail magically saying pay things with no court, no nothing, and we'll just turn your... And I keep saying your privilege to drive. It's not a privilege. But I know. They told you that, police. You haven't read the federal court cases or the state court cases. You have a policy. Well, Bush has got a policy and there's no Bill of Rights. Hitler had it, too. Hitler just said, hey, I got the guys with the guns. I run things. Now, that's not America, but c'est la vie. By the way, I guess the Founding Fathers were bad. They didn't follow the King of England. They violated Romans 13. Why did Jesus get killed for not following the government and the Christian and the religious system? For being a Christian and not following what the Pharisees said. We'll be right back. I got more martial law clips. I'll play them confiscating guns. I guess you're for that too, aren't you? We'll be right back. Room to breathe through inadequate masks. Everybody gets smart. Let me see you pumping your fist. Give you...
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
So we just played a newscast, and I've called up and had the emergency manager on the show, and I've had the preachers on a year ago. And they're training, and it was secret at first, to go get their flocks ready for martial law and to submit to the government. Were the Germans supposed to submit to Hitler? Well, I guess our government shouldn't have fought Hitler because we have to submit to government. 11 of the 12 disciples were killed for standing up against corrupt government. Jesus was killed because he stood up against the Pharisees and the religious leaders and the Roman leaders. But I guess he was doing wrong. He wasn't following the Hitler's favorite passage, the misinterpretation of Romans 13, which if you read Scherer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, Pulitzer Prize-winning, a 900-page book, you'll learn Hitler gave a lot of speeches. In fact, I've seen Hitler speeches in research and films we've done. My new film's got quite a bit of Hitler in it, where Hitler's reading Romans 13. He says, you do what I say, it's of the Lord. And he had the politicians, but he also had the preachers. And they were out there saying, you do what your government says, it's of Jesus. And they said, Heil Hitler. And you know what happened. So I guess the founding fathers were bad and the rest of it. Well, the truth is, the reason you've heard preachers on the radio, the reason you've seen them on television saying, and I've seen a lot of this last few years, I was seeing it before I learned of the secret program, it's now 4 years old. We learned of it again over a year ago, that they, in a lot of cases, are paying them. And part of emergency management to have, and this is 13,000 last year. It's now 26,000. They doubled the number. And so 26,000 preachers. That's a big percentage. I don't know how many preachers there are in this country, but they only go after preachers that got good-sized churches. And that preacher's up there, folks, a lot of times on the payroll and of the government. Total violation, First Amendment. But it's all emergency management, so it's okay. You don't have to follow the Bill of Rights under emergencies that they claim. It's a fraud. Going, turning in your guns is of the Lord. We have all these Baptist tracts and Catholic tracts and all this stuff being put out about, go ahead and turn your guns in, they're bad. There's a gun buyback this week, go ahead and turn them in. It's of the Lord. And, I mean, that's diabolical in and of itself, that the government's secretly funding 26,000 preachers to do this, or that it was secret, but now they're out in the open doing it. And so for those that... we're not aware And then we're going to – did we get Luke Radowski? Okay, he got off the subway. Our reporter in New York in a few minutes is going to be able to tell us exactly what the Deutsche Bank fire was like, what he actually saw there on the ground, and how that ties into 9/11. Tragically, two firefighters did die. It's coming up in a few minutes. But I wanted to play, and I got a bunch of these. I got them going into high and dry areas with old ladies with plenty of food and water, and the cops trick their way in and then slam her head right down on the ground and confiscate her guns laughing and break her arm. I got police going into, I'm talking $20 million homes, high and dry, plenty of food, taking their guns. They never got them back. I've got the mayor saying they took everybody's guns. I got the police chief saying it. And people didn't believe it when I was on air reporting it. They sent an FBI leading a regular army, and that is under PDE 25. They will come and they will take your guns. And you just better, they won't bring food and water when there's an emergency. In fact, one of the heads of the parishes right there across the water from New Orleans, mother's died in a nursing home, and he followed orders. He sat there for 5 days, didn't bring food or water to her, and let her die. Followed those orders till his mama died. And then don't think these cops won't follow orders till their parents die, folks. I'm not saying all of them, but that's how brainwashed they are. I mean, let me tell you something. My mother's over there, and the troops are trying to keep me from getting across the bridge to bring her food and water when she's in a nursing home. There's going to be a problem. But again, this was all a psychological warfare test. So here is your gun confiscation, America. Just get ready for it because they'd love to pull it. This is ABC News. We're playing this to analyze it and comment upon it. Do we have that?
That includes New Orleans, where today authorities stepped up their efforts to empty the city. Bob Woodruff is there again tonight with an extraordinary human drama unfolding. Bob?
That's true, Elizabeth, and good evening from New Orleans. Here, the police and the National Guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force.
All right, stop. Just for a minute, pause it, and back it up. Now, this is all propaganda. This is all psych warfare. We know Woodward's deep in with these people. This is psych warfare. And let me teach you how to recognize it when it's clear. They keep saying one thing, but on the video it's another, without using force. And it shows them slamming people down on the ground. And they say, well, they don't make people leave, and it shows them handcuffing them, making them leave. And then it shows them taking their guns, but saying that's not force. See, they redefine things, and they've learned that you listen to what the word says, not what you're seeing. And this is brainwashing. Back to the tape.
In a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force.
They use force the whole time.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police are ready to go home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note and call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions.
Good pause.
Residents were handcuffed.
Again, you can just type gun confiscation, ABC News into YouTube or Google, it'll come up. Or you can just type in gun confiscation, prisonplanet.com into a search engine or Prison Planet, and you can watch 50, 60 clips. You can watch them, I mean, families. You can watch emergency workers, Coast Guard, ordered in their private vehicles, cops attacking, grabbing weapons. You can watch repairmen from power companies sent in being gun confiscated by the police. You can watch the retired police officers begging, going, you know me, Bob, don't take my guns. And they're like, get him down. This is America now. We run things now, boy. All you old cops are going to have them all taken, too. In a way, it's a sick justice. You helped destroy this country. Now you get to have your guns taken, too. Now, understand, this whole thing was a huge psychological warfare test. City employees were supposed to stay behind. They were in their houses trying to keep things running and operating. It was the families that stopped the looting. 5 days later, the military comes in with the police after they'd stopped the looting. They didn't go after looters. They didn't go in the Ninth Ward because they would shoot at cops. The one area of problems, they went into the high and dry areas. And, yes, there's a lot of reports that military also helped themselves to your homes. Of course, there's looting. That always happens. Let's go ahead and finish up this clip.
Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church, using it as a base camp. They had to leave a note because they could not get hold of the pastor to get permission.
It is surreal. Yeah, you never expect to do this in your own country.
Chris Montgomery says he'd rather be in Iraq than patrolling American neighborhoods.
Walking up and down these streets, you don't want to think about the stuff that you're going to have to do. Somebody pops around the corner.
And you shoot an American.
Yeah.
Of course, the military-industrial complex is predominantly foreign-owned by European banks and Arab banks, and they just love it. I mean, I've got their handbooks, everything. It's about getting us ready to be complete slaves. And the minute they think they can get away with it, they're going to pull it. See, that's why we're here exposing government-sponsored terror, government-sponsored crises, crashes. I told you 2 years ago that they were going to orchestrate the downfall of the housing market before that was ever even on the news. But now you think it was an accident, and it was the subprimes. They did it. As we told you, they'd blame it on some group. This was all done by design. This is L.A. Times. A rush to pull out cash. This is Friday. By the way, I have a little bit of cash in the bank. I went to try to get money out Friday myself from a separate bank, and I had to get the manager to come out, and I had to explain to them, and of course then they knew who I was, that I was just going to get a little bit of my money. And they acted like I was some type of Al-Qaeda for wanting a few thousand dollars. Yeah, just because I saw this report. Okay? A rush to pull out cash. Worried about the stability of mortgage giant Countrywide Financial, depositors crowded branches in California. Bill Ashmore drove his Porsche Cheyenne to the bank's office and waited half an hour.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information absolutely free. Just call 1-800-507-5750. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-507-5750. 1-800-507-5750. That's 1-800-507-5750.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
All right, coming up, I'm going to get to your calls. Mark, Lindsay, Wilson, Edward, many others that are holding. Dr. Corsi joins us from Canada covering the SPP, North American Union Summit. President Bush is going to be attending today, tomorrow, and Tuesday. They've said no free speech within 18 miles. Everyone is searched within 18 miles of a major city. That's freedom. It's like the Soviet Union, man. And plus, the meeting doesn't exist either. Just like Amnesty didn't, or just like all the rest of it. Ground Zero building catches fire, doesn't collapse. And they had a big fire earlier this week in China's tallest building, bigger than the World Trade Towers were, and it burned really hot fires, and nothing collapsed. Nothing had ever collapsed. No modern steel building had ever collapsed from fire. Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane, but collapsed. People were right next to columns that were 4 feet around, and they weren't melting for 20 minutes begging for help with the helicopters above, but then the building all collapsed perfectly, and then it was aerosolized into concrete, and pieces of bone, less than an inch, the biggest pieces were less than an inch, were shot hundreds of yards on top of other buildings. And the firefighters reported, and there's video of all these blast points right before it collapses, called squibs, going off. And then firefighters, hundreds of them have interviewed it, we've talked to them, say, oh, yeah, we were told get back, the government was going to blow it up. But now we've been told shut up about that, because people then ask, well, how'd you get bombs in there? I mean, it's real simple. See, they hide this stuff right out in plain view. They say, there's not an amnesty, and you get the bill, and it's total amnesty. There's no SPP, and then you get the FOIA documents, and it says, keep it secret from the public, merge the three countries, put transponders and inspection stickers, and tax everybody as you go down the road. That was in the last two legislatures. No, the last three, because they had the special sessions. I forget how many special sessions. Two of the regular sessions for the last 4 years. They have introduced it 4 years ago, and then a year and a half ago. And we got it, and they were two votes short 4 years ago in putting transponders and all the inspection stickers. What did TxDOT do? They just said, we're going to go ahead and randomly put them in about a third of them. And then now KLBJ last night, that's the mothership station we broadcast out of for affiliates out around the country like KCXL in Kansas City, tuning in right now, or folks in upstate New York, or the folks in California, just all of you out there. The point is, this is coming to your state, and I'm listening to KLBJ last night, and they're talking to the state saying, oh, these aren't going to have toll road boxes. We're going to have it in your stickers. But then I can go to the city or the state, and they'll say it doesn't exist. I mean, and we vote it down, they still just do it. That's like when the legislature asked to see. I just can't. I mean, why do I even do a show? What is even the point here anymore? I mean, what is the point? Stop living in denial out there. It's like they said they tell the public every month they're not going to put toll roads on MOPAC. They've been saying for 6 years they are, and it's the official TxDOT documents. And then 2 months ago they announced, okay, we're going to put toll roads on, but these aren't really toll roads because there aren't toll boxes. There aren't toll gates you go through. It's a chip. So we're going to charge you money, but it isn't a toll. That's like David Rockefeller telling the New York Times, oh, I'm not for global government. I'm for global governance. That's like calling a speedboat a powerboat and saying it isn't even a boat. Oh, that's not a speedboat. That's a powerboat. It's like some guy called my show. We're about to go to you, Luke. I'm just Luke Radowski, reporter for Infowars.com. Big events coming up. Go RSVP. Get your tickets. If you want to go to any of the big events coming up in New York, all proceeds go to the firemen and police, and they're going to be there speaking about the bombs and the rest of it. And there's a bunch, of course, free events, street actions. I'm going to be there. I'm coming up there on my own nickel. Now, just to support this whole thing. Luke Radowski, though, from WeAreChange.org, you got down there before the press even reported it. You got video. The We Are Change crew got down there for Infowars.com. You saw what happened with the Deutsche Bank. Why is this story, this fire at Ground Zero, where two heroic firefighters lost their lives yesterday, why is this important?
I mean, it's critically important. I mean, this building, Deutsche Bank building, was pretty much destroyed by the World Trade Center towers on 9/11. It barely stood. And now this fire proves that fires cannot bring down steel buildings. In the video that we have, you can actually see the steel beams inside the building actually burning. And they stood there, and they didn't move. We actually have a live video feed up that day before anybody did. Before the major mainstream news corporations and media did on WeAreChange.org, we were providing live video feeds live. And it was a crazy day. We're out there every Saturday at Ground Zero doing street actions. And just out of nowhere, you just see a big puff of smoke coming out of the Deutsche Bank.
That's the point we should make at least 2 days a week. And I mean, Luke, you've been doing so much.
I'm doing a street action right now, actually, Alex. I'm in Union Square holding up a banner, giving out flyers, talking to people, giving out DVDs, and that's what it's about.
Amazing. Now, I'm not trying to toot your horn, but this is an example of what others can do. You're doing what I've been doing on a limited scale for 12 years, almost every day. You confronted, list the people that We Are Change, just the New York Corps, and now there's hundreds of other corps out there in association with Infowars.com. Explain to people what you guys and gals are doing.
I mean, we confronted David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Giuliani, John Edwards, Hillary Clinton, Obama, Newt Gingrich, many, many other treasonous scum trash politicians that are out there. And what we do, we bring the truth to them, and we do what the mainstream media will never do, and that's ask the hard questions to these politicians.
And Bloomberg banned any type of video camera for terrorist anybody, and that's how it read. And then you confronted him physically, and by physically, that means in his godlike presence, two times, incredible video up on WeAreChange.org, and he's now backed off and started to rescind his America attacking legislation.
Exactly. Bloomberg actually moved the 9/11 memorial away from Ground Zero, and he also changed his mind on that. Because we were telling him about that, we were screaming at him in the subway as well as that, and he met with family members. We were telling him about his camera ban being unconstitutional. And
now what I love is the cops were telling you couldn't have cameras. You just and it's all color of law. Every day I get emails, news articles, video. There were people in Amsterdam trying to hand out flyers, and cops come over and say, you need permits now to do that. Again, it's all, and they just said, they went ahead and went along with it. I understand why they did, but no, you say, go ahead and arrest me, because you've got to show how it's unconstitutional. This is not the Soviet Union.
Yeah, the police officer tried to arrest me for just going in the train, and he said, you can't film me, and we have to stand our ground. We have to understand what rights we as the American people have, and that's the Bill of Rights, and that's the Constitution. And
well, your parents fought the communists in Poland. Your parents fought the communists in Poland, and you're fighting the very same people today, Luke. The very same people. Brzezinski now admits they ran the whole communist operation. They admit they put Pol Pot in, our criminal government, and they put Mao in. It's all admitted now.
Yeah, the Rothschilds basically financed Karl Marx. With the Communist Manifesto, we all know that.
We've had enough of it. We're not your slaves anymore, and we know you're not our government. You're criminals.
Whether it's communism, whether it's a fake democracy, it's the same thing. It's the rich ruling us, and we can't have that. We have to have a government for the people, by the people, and we have to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America.
Absolutely. Briefly, get back into the fire and what you saw and why this is so important.
The building, there was fires all throughout the building. A lot of people don't understand there was fires on the lower floors, on the middle floors, and on the top. Scaffolding was burning, falling off the building. But again, you could see steel beams inside the building burning and standing, withstanding. You see all the steel beams.
Incredible.
And none of them moved. None of them went out of place. None of them fell. Nothing collapsed, and they stood their place. That building is critically damaged from that 11, and it went on fire today, yesterday, and it was completely, on fire, and then it still didn't collapse. How did Building 7 collapse when it was 300 feet away from the World Trade Center Towers when the Deutsche Bank building was right on top of the World Trade Center Towers? It doesn't make any sense. The official story doesn't make any sense, and we have to understand that. And this is a perfect example that fire does not bring down steel buildings.
And it certainly doesn't turn them into dust and eject it into huge pyroclastic flows. And now scientists, physicists have gotten samples. It wasn't just thermate used to cut it. It was thermite. It was thermate, the exact patented type the military uses to cut steel columns, and it's explosive at the same time.
Exactly. I mean, just look at the interview we did with John Froder. He was in the building. He was a firefighter in the building who said there were explosions going off, that the elevators were blowing up, that there were dead bodies on the 20th floor, on the 10th floor. Look at his testimony. His testimony was ignored by the 9/11 commission.
We have hundreds of firefighters and police saying it was like there were detonators. Boom, boom, boom. Steel flowing like lava. I mean, jet fuel doesn't do that. Look, briefly, quickly, tell folks about the events coming up and how people can guarantee that they've got a seat at these different events.
9/11 is coming up. We just booked Daniel Zanjada, Christine Embersole. They're going to be there. More people are going to come out there. We're going to make history. We're going to premiere Loose Change Final Cut. We're going to premiere Endgame, and we're going to make history. People, buy your tickets before they go out. And the people, we can buy tickets on WeareChange.org. Click on the 9/11/07 banner. Buy tickets before they're all out. And we're going to make history. We're going to do feed actions. All proceeds go to the first responders. And it's going to be historic. And you're going to be kicking yourself if you don't go to New York City on 9/11/07 this year.
And again, these events would all be free, but you have to rent the facilities. And you're giving that to the firemen and police. I'm coming up for free.
We're spending like $30,000 just on venues, just to make this thing happen. And we're bringing a ton of people here. And, we need as much help as we get if people could donate.
All right, Luke, buy tickets. Great job. Get that video up on the site ASAP so we can get an article out on prisonplanet.com. We appreciate you, my friend. Keep it up.
God bless you, Alex.
You bet. We'll be right back with your calls after the news and then a ton of other key news. Stay with me.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.